Expensive.
Woo! Yeah. That was like a two-in-one, folks.
little mashup for you.
Yes. All right. Now, tell me, how did you meet Matty Miller?
Oh, how did I meet Matty Miller? Surprisingly, in an Irish pub. I had just moved over. I think I lived here maybe 3 weeks at most. And I went into an Irish bar in Vancouver and I was on my own. And Matty was on the stage and I was like, that is a guy I'm going to talk to because I want to start playing music in this city. And he put me on the straight and narrow and put us in contact with some great people. And then 18 months down the line, he comes knocking and says, let's join up. For a few gigs. So that's what we're doing this summer. So we can't wait.
Awesome. And do you know any about the Barge Boys? Like, do you know who they are? Or
yeah.
Well, we kind of just met them because it was kind of mad. Maddie texted me one day randomly. I think I spoke to Maddie once before this. And he said, can you play bass? I said, kind of. Like, okay, we need a bass player. So I turned up and started jamming with these guys. And it was the first time I met Hamish and Connor and Maddie, of course, as well. And they were just incredible musicians and I felt privileged to play with them. I was like, yeah, I want to keep around these guys.
So. Excellent. And we're going to play one of their songs. It's called She Was Gone.
Woo!
Yes, right here on CJSF.
With none loose, I was fresh out of my skin, all back to June.
Yeah.
What a band.
What a band indeed. Okay. So we're going to talk about traditional... we're going to put that down there. We're going to talk about traditional... what do you guys do for St. Paddy's? Like, you know, growing up as a family. Well, yeah. Like, tell me about your activities.
Usually on Paddy's Day in my house, it would involve me getting up early and usually just kind of horse racing on and
horse racing?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Like a few bets would be placed. My dad would come down and he'd say like, okay, you have 10 euro, put a bet on, pick a random horse. And he'd put that on for me.
Oh, wow.
And he'd say, oh, I'm going to put a bet on. And he'd be off in the pub for God knows how long. but now in recent years, you know, I've kind of taken his place or I'll go to the pub and I'll just we'll be there all day, tell a few stories. And then, yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, it'd be similar where I grew up. I grew up in a town called Cheltenham, which is probably most famous for the Cheltenham Horse Racing Festival. So St. Patrick's Week was always filled with a lot of Irish people actually coming to England, which is always amazing. And then as I got older, I was playing music at Cheltenham races and all that kind of stuff. And we had an uncle playing music there as well. And yeah, it's usually revolved around music and some kind of drinking activities as well.
Right. And you were saying something about what do the kids get?
Oh, a packet of Tate and a glass of Coke.
A pink snack as well.
Yeah. A pink snack. What's a pink snack?
A chocolate bar.
Okay. And I had no idea horses were involved with St. Paddy's, but...
I think it's just the way it falls in the calendar. I don't think it's a traditional...
No, it's a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you pick the horse by their name or...
Well, back in the day, it used to be by the name. It might be like my brother's called Joe and be like Joe's Wonder. I'm like, oh yeah, put all my money on it. And the horse would be like 1,000 to 1.
But Cormac was very good at this. Cormac would always come out up. I'd always come out in negative numbers. Cormac was always the winner, so points were always on him.
Look at the Irish girl.
All right, so tell me about this next song.
Oh, this song is probably the most beautiful love song I think was ever written. It goes back to a time in 1916 when there was a big... It's called the Easter Rising, and there, I'm not going to get into the whole history of it. We don't have time. But basically, there was a guy sentenced to death called Joseph Mary Plunkett. And this song was written about how he married his childhood sweetheart, Grace Gifford. So this is Grace.
Okay, I was going to tell a bit more, but that's all
right. Well, go on, you can tell a bit more.
No, I was going to say it's very tragic because he got to see Grace. They were married in the actual prison itself. And when they were brought into the prison cell, there was a priest... And all they could do was look at each other. They weren't allowed any physical contact. And that was the last time we seen each other. And the next day he was shot.
But so, this is a beautiful song.
This is a beautiful love song.
Gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail. I think about these past few weeks, or will they say we failed? From our school days, they have taught us we must yearn for liberty. Yes, all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now, Grace, I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Parry called me to his side,
down in the GPO. I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. Without my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. On this May morn as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I love so much that I could see his blood upon the rose. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. Without my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. Without my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. No, there won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
Woo! What a voice! OMG! Okay, we're going to be back with more of the O'Neills after this message.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
To listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
All right, and we are back with the O'Neills. All right, and so I met Kira at the Irish Fusion Festival last year, and tell me about it, because it was great.
Yeah, so I work for an Irish company in Vancouver, and I'd been there about 3 months, and I kind of got called in. They were like, look, we're thinking about doing this festival. Do you want to be involved? I was like, hell yeah. And yeah, I was brought in to initially just book all the musicians, book all the acts, but then it kind of grew and I got involved with so many other things. I met some amazing people. You know, we hosted it in downtown Vancouver. We had some amazing acts like So our headliners, we had the Paper Boys, who are obviously Vancouver natives. They're amazing. And we had the Platt Donnellys, who have a residency down in Vegas. They're from Dublin.
Wow.
But they have this amazing like Netflix show where they do play like I think it's all the states in so many days of like in America, and that was amazing. And so yeah, met so many amazing people. And we were able to play, which was great. I mean, nothing to do with the fact that I was booking the music or anything, I think it highlighted some amazing local artists, some amazing local Irish artists as well, which is obviously very close to our hearts. That was part of IRL Group, so that was amazing.
And you are friends with Fionn, the beautiful twins.
Yes.
How do you know them?
Oh, well, it's kind of a funny story. It was maybe this time last year. God, I could have worded that better.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was in the Blarney Stone, a local haunt of me and Kira. And I was like stumbling around on my own, no friends around me. And I was just about to go home. And next thing, I get a tap on the shoulder. I'm like, oh, God, who's this going to be? And I turn around and I see this absolutely beautiful face staring back at me. And that happened to be Brienne Finn-Morris of Fionn. And I'm proud enough now to say she's my girlfriend.
God, yeah.
Hard launch here now.
No way. Goodness.
Yeah, so I can hold that against her. She came up and chatted up me, so
you heard it here on first on CJSF.
That's the exclusive now. Yeah,
wow. Okay, well, we're gonna play their song I Might Start Smoking, and maybe we'll hear some more stories after this.
I might start smoking cigarettes just to spite myself. So drunk on every lust till I so you can
here.
Where?
Wow, what an awesome video. Okay, so I asked them a question while that song was playing. Can you tell them apart?
Of course I can tell them apart. Yeah. Never
He's
struggled
not
with
say
it.
No, is he?
Never struggled. Easy from the get-go. What about you, Kira?
I can now. They have different haircuts.
They have different haircuts. But before, you had trouble a little bit?
Identical twin is really meant in their case, I will say.
But see, my mother's an identical twin, so like, ooh, I already have that.
How Freudian.
Really?
Don't say that. For Christ's sake.
Wow, so the twins are in your family, so.
Yeah. So okay. I have like a sixth sense, I'm able to tell them apart. Yeah.
That might be the worst thing you've ever said.
I hate you so much.
I know.
All right, so let's talk about this original song that you're going to play for the next one. So the lyrics.
Yeah, basically I wrote it, maybe like a year or so ago now. And it's kind of just based off, in our family here, I think it's safe to say there's a lot of frustrations and egos and...
Well, we're all musicians.
We're all musicians. It's part and parcel.
We all feel deeply.
And I'm sure I'm ignorant to the cause of a lot of it, but it's kind of my outsider perspective looking in and being like, why can't you just settle this? It's not that deep. Or maybe it is, I don't know. But anyway.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. It probably is.
And on that.
And on that bombshell. am I playing it right now?
Sure, why not? Yes. So this one's called Grudge on CJSF, and he's just getting set up for right now.
Me.
Okay.
Against the fears, it all stagnates, so paths don't change, and facing fears leads us astray. Wait a minute, make it 30 years, and watch the time pass by true tears. As hopeful seeds are seldom sown, but fear-drenched weeds invade our homes. No soft touch, we've indulged our grudge. No soft touch, we've indulged our grudge. No soft touch, we've indulged our grudge. No soft touch, leave us rips and shuts. My thoughts, still opportunity breeds and opportunity rots. Can ignorance relieve all that impunity's rot? And can you live with a debt that you'll never pay off? Can we slow down? It's too real now. Oh, please slow down. It's too real now.
Woo! Yeah! Awesome. So do you think you'll be writing some more?
Almost definitely.
Yes.
Well, if Brienne Finn-Morris has anything to say about it, I definitely...
Awesome. Do you think you guys will make music together as well?
Well, I want to. Bakira has just, you have some.
What?
Yes, you do. Don't even try it.
You always, and Brienne.
No. Oh, sorry. Me and
oh
Brienne.
Oh, my God. Kira. I love.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No,
sorry.
Me and Cormac will end up writing together one yes. day. Yes. I'm yes. sure. But I'm sure Cormac and Brienne will as well.
Ah, yeah. We have a few bits.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and tell me about this band called Chasing Abby. And then we're going to end with one of your songs at the very end. But yes, we'll play Chasing Abby and then we'll do your last one here.
Yeah, Chasing Abby are probably one of the newest bands and probably one of the biggest bands at the moment coming out of Ireland. And yeah, next week I think they're headlining Celtic Fest, and obviously we're going to be there with Matty Miller and the Barrage Boys at 5 p.m. So yeah, I guess it is quite apt that we're going to play or listen to one of their songs now ahead of next week.
Yes, and this one's called Learning to Dance, so get your jig on.
She stepped up, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
6 long years I spent in Dublin, 6 long years doing nothing at all. 6 long years I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
When Jeremy Lanigan battered away till he had in a pound, his father died and made him a man again, left him a farm with 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party for friends and relations who didn't forget him when come to the will. And if you but listen, I'll make your rights listen, I'll rouse emotions at Lanigan's ball.
6 long years I spent in Dublin, 6 long years doing nothing at all. 6 long years I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
Lanigan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
All right, that was so awesome. We were dancing here in the studios. Okay, so tell everyone where they can find you and follow you on your socials.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested in seeing us live or just hearing us chat awful about each other, you can follow us on Instagram on at the O'Neill's Duo. So it's at VoneellsDuo. Oh, yeah. Smooth, wasn't it?
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for having us. We're going to do a little childhood classic for you.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees that buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants, take a glance at the fancy ants. Maybe try a few. The bare necessities.